Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Sarah Jessica Parker is going public with her thoughts on Samantha Jones making a cameo in And Just Like That. I feel like we've heard from all the characters at this point, but the feud between SJP and Kim Cattrall, I feel like it's one of those Hollywood feuds that will probably never come to an end, which is sad, but I'm glad they've at least gotten Kim for one teeny tiny little bit on the show, and now we have a very non-dramatic, politically correct statement from SJP about her showing up in the show for literally 5 seconds.
And that's how she's always been. Anytime she's ever talked about Kim, even I'll watch Watch What Happens live, and she's like best friends with Andy Cohen. Mm-hmm. They're very, very tight. She's always been very PC and very polite with how she's talked about this feud.
Trying to take the high road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, which is smart, because then it makes any emotion you get from anybody else about the situation, it makes them look bad. Whereas like, well, SJP must be fine because she doesn't care.
Well, I think it speaks volumes too. When one is gabbing and the other one is just like taking the high road, I think it speaks volumes for the people that are involved in it.
So she said, I thought it was a really good idea, and I was thrilled that, you know, we could make it happen and that it worked for her, and it's just really nice to see. It's really nice. I was really pleased. So she is just really laying nothing out on the table for us. She just wants us to know that she's fine with it. Everything's good on her end, apparently. Not that we're really going to get much more from her on
if
that.
If you want to know what's really going on there, you're going to have to get your Ferris Bueller husband. He's the only one that really knows. Because when she comes home, she's all frustrated. Matthew Broderick's the guy that has all the answers.
He needs to speak up. The people want to know, Matthew. Okay, Avril Lavigne and Tyga have split up. This is just proof that it's never going to work out with your rebound. The two were dating for about 4-ish months, according to TMZ, and they made a mutual decision to separate, go their separate ways. They were spotted out together for the first time in February while people still thought that she was engaged to Mod's son, but TMZ says that they weren't cheating and they split up like very shortly after that news came out. So you know what? I think this is just, again, proof that the first person you date after a long-term relationship, like that's sort of like a throwaway relationship. You know what I mean? Like you just got to get everything out of your system and move on with your life.
I think you generally, they weren't with each other all that long though, right?
No, 4 months.
Yeah, 4 months. So this doesn't apply to them. But generally, I think when you get out of a long-term relationship, the first person you date is so opposite from the one that you just got out of the relationship with, because you don't want to do, you don't want any reminders whatsoever.
Yeah, you want something fresh and new to like bring some new energy into your life. And apparently they've just had enough of each other, so they're moving on, going their separate ways.
Tyga strikes me as the guy who just has to be in a relationship regardless of who he's with.
Oh, yeah.
Just who's available at the time, because he has to be in one. But
really?
He's not going to be in it long. Ever.
Nope, 4 months he was out. Okay, a popular show on Nickelodeon is finally getting a reboot about 15 years later. You know how I feel about reboots? I feel like they're nostalgic for a hot second, but then it just kind of feels redundant. You know, like where are the new scripts? Where's the new stuff? But I have to say, I'm a little bit excited for this one because I just watched the trailer and it looks trashy as hell. I'm still going to watch it. So all the Gen Zers are going to be excited to hear that Zoe 101 from Nickelodeon is getting a movie. I'm probably the only person in this room who has seen Zoe 101, but this is a big deal. We've been waiting on a reboot for this show for a while, for all the fans of that show. And there's a movie that is coming out on Paramount Plus for this show. So not a show reboot, but a movie reboot.
And this is the one Jamie Lynn Spears is in.
Yes. And so she was actually asked about if Britney was going to be involved in it at all.
Why would Britney be involved?
Well, exactly. I was like, why are you even going to ask that question?
Because it's a way to ask about Britney without asking about Britney.
And I will say, I thought Jamie Lynn had a really good response to that question. She said, you know, my daughter Maddie was on set and she's already a big enough star for this whole thing. So we couldn't have Britney stealing her thunder. And then she quickly moved on to the rest of the interview.
So it's the original cast is coming back for this?
Yes, the whole original cast, except for a couple of people that I think have some beef with Jamie Lynn. But it looks like all the main players are coming back for some of their main storylines.
And I'm assuming Britney was not a part of the original cast?
No.
Oh,
no.
So that's why they just asked her out of nowhere?
Yeah. And then is the reason why the show ended because Jamie Lynn got pregnant at 16?
She denies that was not the case, but I mean, she got pregnant and then the show ended. Is correlation equal causation in that situation? I don't know. They've denied it like over and over again, but I think most people believe that's the case.
Do any of these reboots work? And are they ever, like, as good as the original? I guess the Full House one.
Fuller House. That's been huge on Netflix.
There was another Nickelodeon reboot called iCarly that I think is still going on. People are still watching that on Paramount.
And Just Like That.
Oh, yeah, that one's doing pretty well.
Sex and the City reboot's doing really well.
Are people watching that?
Yeah.
They are?
I hate watch it.
Okay. Okay, Jonathan Majors showed up to court yesterday, and all I got to say is when I saw the pics of who he was with, mouth dropped. More on that on your ex, E-Buzz, on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.